And it's been wonderful to chat with you. I have to say, I've had the pleasure of listening to you speak in public several times, and I'm just always impressed with how you can summarize, for example, after a week-long conference, and bring together, you could be the facilitator or the moderator at the conference, and you can just sort of, you know, bring all of the themes together in such a beautiful way, and I really appreciate that. And
what I really wanted to do, of course, when I was an undergraduate was be a broadcaster, but I never had the discipline for it, because the kinds of things that you're doing are the kinds of things that I'm also doing all the time, only you do it on air. Thank you very much for having me on air.
Well, thank you. It's been wonderful. I have just been speaking with Dr. Mark Vesey, who is a professor of English and currently the principal of Green College. For more information about Green College, as well as to learn about its upcoming events, or to be added to its mailing list, please visit www.greencollege.ubc.ca. You are listening to Prof Talk on UBC CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and via live web streaming on CITR.ca. Prof Talk airs every Tuesday at 3 p.m. and features interviews with professors from a variety of disciplines. Next week, I will speak with Dr. Kim Skornert-Reichel, who is an associate professor in the Faculty of Education. If you would like to hear a podcast of this show or any previous episode of Prof Talk, please visit proftalk.ubc.ca or email us at prof.talk@ubc.ca. I am your host, Farha Khan. Thank you for listening today. Now, here is Queen with the song, We Are the Champions.
But committed no crime and bad mistakes. I've made a few. I've had my shares and it's in my veins. I've got through. We are the champions, my friend.
It's the Witch Hunter edition of Radio Free Thinker. This week, Heartland Climate Scandal, Accepting New Ideas, and an interview with Liu Igwe, Nigerian skeptic and witch hunter. Let's begin episode 155.
Radio Free Thinker, the show that applies skepticism and critical thinking to everyday issues. The place where reason and reality cross swords, politics, religion, economics, and of course, science. Now let's get ready to be skeptical.
The cosmos is also within us. We're made of sparks, but we are away. The cosmos can know itself.
Across the sea of space, the stars are others. We have traveled this way before, and there is much to be learned.
Hello, and welcome to Radio Free Thinker, the radio show podcast.
All right, just kidding, just kidding. Actually, welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I am Robin, and I just ran in here, but I didn't want to turn that off because I really love that song. with the auto tune. It's so good. Okay, so I am a little frazzled, but I feel like the show is going to remain awesome. I am maybe expecting a call from Darren Williams, who is a local tenor sax player, bassoonist, improviser, comedian, I just found out. And we'll be playing some of his new stuff today on air. In the meantime, I'm going to maybe stick to the theme, how about, and I'm going to start you guys off with a longer Colin Stetson track, just so that I can organize my head. I'm going to play you something from Those Who Didn't Run, which is his new 10-inch, which came out just after Judges Volume 2. So this is fairly recent, and actually the word on the street is that he will be in town playing two nights at the Western Front in early May. So I am hopefully, maybe going to be able to hook you up with some tickets for that. I also am giving away, I'm going to do a ticket giveaway later on in the show for another Western Front concert, but I'll let you know a little bit about that in a few minutes. How about? Yeah, I think that's all I'm going to say for now, but I'm going to let you know what this track is. Okay, we are going to be listening to the title track. This is Colin Stetson, Those Who Didn't Run.
Scandal and climate change apart. As a number of our listeners probably know, there is...
CITR is proud to present Cab Calloway, Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, and guests live at the Norm Theater. Okay, okay, maybe not live, but nonetheless, it's a Blues Brothers beer garden, and it's going down March 16th in the Norm Theater in the Sub. Join Jake and Elwood Blues on their mission from God March 16th with CITR DJ spinning and cheap beer flowing.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
March 8th is International Women's Day, observed since the early 20th century to celebrate women's solidarity in the fight for equal economic, social, and political rights. Here at CITR, we are celebrating all things female with a 24-hour marathon dedicated to women's issues and, of course, women in music. Tune in March 8th for your local and independent source for International Women's Day programming.
Rosie, Rosie, Rosie the Riveter.
All right, so you're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM, and I am on the phone with Darren Williams. Darren, are you there? Hello? Oh, I might have cut him off. This is something that I do once in a while. Uh-oh. Okay. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try this again, but I'm going to play one of his pieces first. So I'm going to play this recording that he's done recently. This is for Fred Herzog, take two. And hopefully when we come back, I'll have figured out the phone. So here we go.
Thank you.
Welcome back to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I am now here with Darren Williams on the line. Can you say hello?
Hello.
Yay, it worked. Okay. So, yeah, I didn't try to put you on the wrong channel. I think I was putting you on like a CD channel or something. Well, that's why you weren't there. So we just heard one of your newer recordings for Fred Herzog Take Two.
Yeah.
Why Fred Herzog? I mean, I love his photos, but
yeah. I don't know. I just like I really like his photos. They're like you know, it's like people and things in amber. This really uncanny way of preserving a slice of time, and because he was using slide film, it just the colors are just so. So brilliant. So I was actually stuck with a name for that piece for the longest time, and I don't know, I looked at Herzog's work and I thought of amber.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a certain kind of resinous quality made sense with that piece, so went with that.
Yeah, Cool. I guess we didn't really introduce you on air very well. Because we've been chatting. So anyway, listeners, I'm talking to Darren Williams. And Darren, you're from Ontario?
Yeah, well, I'm originally I was born in Winnipeg, and I lived in Ontario for 20 years, and over the last, you know, 15 years, I've been making my way westward. So I lived in Calgary, and I have been living in Vancouver for the last 6 years, being part of the creative music scene there. And although now, right now, at this very moment, I'm based in Kelowna. Mm-hmm. But I'm still coming out to Vancouver to do shows and things.
And do you have any shows coming up?
I do. Actually, March 30th, putting up a show called, this might be tentatively called this, but called Saxophone Intercourse, which will feature a solo set by myself and then a solo set by V. Vecker.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then there'll be a third set where both V. Vecker and I will do some sort of collaboration. And I actually believe that you are on that bill as well, Fistful of Snacks.
Oh no, yeah. I was thinking about that, and I was like, I thought it was going to be ending up to be like a saxophone night. And so it was all up in the air in my head. Okay, good to know.
Yeah, well, you know, great. Welcome aboard.
That'll be fun.
So Fistful of Snacks, myself and V. Vecker, March 30th at Thor's Palace. So that's what. Should I give the address?
I know it. It's 339 13th.
Yeah, East 13th Avenue. it's actually somebody's house.
Yeah.
And then March 31st, I'm playing at the Prop House Cafe. I'm doing a duo set with bassist Torsten Mueller.
Oh, cool.
And Spectrum Interview will also be on that bill as well. And that's a kind of an abstract synth quartet, which includes Lee Hutzelak and David Leith and two other fellows. I'm sorry, I can't remember their names right now, but it should be a great night of sounds.
The Prop House is a fun venue.
Yeah, I haven't played there yet. The people are very nice when I've called them. So
yeah, the first show I ever did in town was there.
And
great! It's really cozy. Everyone can see you, and it's like you can talk to the audience without having to use your mic, and it's like, I don't know, it's just it's like you're playing in someone's living room.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny. So, okay, so Thor's Palace on the 30th, someone's living room, to go to the Prop House on the 31st.
Yeah.
Again, you know, carrying on that living room feeling.
Yes. Cool. Very cool. V. Vecker, I haven't seen him in a while, but I did see him do a piece at the Western Front maybe a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I believe he's been a fake jazz favorite.
Yeah.
He's also got the V. Vecker Ensemble, and he had participated in the Anthony Braxton Genome Project, which was like 2 years
that.
Ago, I think.
I totally missed that. I was so jealous of people who'd gone.
Yeah, no, I missed it too. I was out of town at the time. I mean, V. Vecker, really interesting stuff, and I thought it would be great to do a pairing with him because his approach with what he does with a saxophone and with instruments and sounds in general is rather different. I mean, he tends to do a lot of looped material and processing and things. So
yeah,
I thought it'd be neat to put it together.
Yeah, I think when I saw him before, he had like a bass, electric bass and guitar, mm-hmm. mini orchestra, like a chamber group. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, great, fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, well, cool. And who else are you playing with? I know you play with also Sorrow and the Pity.
I am one half of Sorrow and the Pity with Dave R. Bastard. as he likes to go by, although he does bear an uncanny resemblance to a local bassist and composer known as Dave Chokran. A few other projects, Robots on Fire, which is a quintet with John Mutter and Kevin Romaine, Dave Chokran, Jonathan Wilkie, playing original.
It sounds like a quintet.
Yeah. Oh, did I say quartet? I say quartet? I meant quintet. Sorry, Monday afternoon counting.
Yes.
So, yeah, Robots on Fire, and we play original compositions as well as, old chestnuts from the free jazz canon and protest songs and that kind of thing.
Oh, excellent. Very cool. And I guess we were talking about your piece while it was playing, but for those listening, do you want to talk a little bit about how you approach your compositions? And because I asked if they're improvised, and they're not.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The overlying structure is composed and they're kind of worked out in like blocks. Kind of based on patterns, finger patterns, but also stuff that sounds and feels aesthetically pleasing to me, at least, and then I just work on them through there, I just sort of impose a number of techniques over top. So, with the overtones and the multiphonics, so a lot of what I do is not just the fingers, but it's also voicing the sound through the horn, so that you can make these higher partials speak more clearly, it's several techniques going on at once, or at least two techniques going on at once, and then it's all paired with the circular breathing stuff as well.
Did you teach yourself how to do that?
Yeah, I did. It took a while. I was performing in the Edmonton Fringe Festival, not doing music, but just doing like theater, comedy theater. And I brought my horn with me because I'm so glad I did, because I needed to not think theater stuff. I needed just to focus on music for at least a couple of hours a day. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I'm going to really work on this now. So I started working on it. So I would just set a stopwatch and, start 30 seconds, circular breathing, try to sustain it, and then it became like a minute, then it became 2 minutes, and then it became, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So I kind of set about pushing myself, because it's a muscular thing you have to maintain, and I did manage, so far my record, with doing all that stuff too, coupled with all those various techniques. My record is 27 minutes, I think.
Wow.
But I haven't really. That my face just wants to slide off my skull after I do that.
I bet. Did you start with like the straw? I don't know.
The straw blowing bubble?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I heard, that a lot of people sort of start out that way. I didn't. It kind of happened, like many of the techniques that the extended techniques that I developed on the saxophone. It started happening on the fly while I was playing shows.
Oh, weird.
And so then I found myself sort of doing it, kind of like without even thinking about it. But it was very fleeting. It would be like, oh, I kind of sustained that with some circular breathing there. So then I would kind of just go back and explore that on my own and sort of push, it's a muscular thing to keep that amount of activity sustained for that amount of time.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Well, good for you. That's really awesome. That's like, I think when I first met you, was when I was just getting into Colin Stetson for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you mentioned him.
Yeah.
And I just like, I think he's such a beast because how could you do that on a bass sax and sing and all of these things? And so it's cool. It's neat to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a triumph, like a bodily triumph, which is really awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, I mean, and Colin, that's the bass saxophone is immense. I mean, I'm just playing tenor. That requires nowhere near the amount of air that it takes, you know, to sustain that on a bass saxophone. And Colin's very fit. I mean, you know, he does breathing exercises. He does yoga, and he goes for a constitutional run every day, or, you know, so.
Okay, I see. Yeah, it's like an Olympic thing.
Yeah, I think you have to have that approach to it, like that mentality about it as well, because it is a demanding way of playing that instrument, you know. He does it. He does it really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's coupled with very elaborate recording techniques as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I guess we're gonna play another one. We're gonna play an untitled track that you'd recorded.
Mm.
And you know the one I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Yep. Okay. So, and I'm just picking a random untitled track for you. Okay. Do you have anything to say about this one that you think like we should know before we hear it?
Or? Yeah. assuming it's still the another take of.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes the music happens first before I'm able to come up with you know, a suitable title. Sometimes a title is there. So this one I had not really arrived at a title as yet, but it's kind of in two parts. There's the ostinato half, you know, moving between, you know, two. Two ostinato, you know, arpeggiated forms, and then going to a toggle between, you know, the lowest note of on the tenor, you know, to you know, to the tenor's own C, so from the B flat to the C, that's just moving from one note back and forth, but then it's coupled with the with playing the overtones, and then you know, finding the space to kind of move through different melodic lines, you know, between oscillating between the two notes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tendency to be a bit tranced out in my own experience. You just kind of tune out a little bit. At the same time, I'm not really much of a hippie, so it's a sort of a dichotomy, I guess.
Well, yes and no, I'd say. Cool. Okay. Well, you know, I'm gonna play this track, and I'm gonna let you go.
Okay.
But maybe we should plug your shows again. And for those of you who are just tuning in, I'm talking with Darren Williams. And when are you playing again?
Yeah, so March 30th at Thor's Palace, which is 339 East 13th Avenue. And that's with myself and V. Vecker and Fistful of Snacks. And that's great. I mean, it's part of the Do Improvise Yourself series, as curated by Kevin Romaine, just an amazing, amazing drummer in town. If he's involved in any project, it's going to be gold. So he's great that he set up this series in his own living room. with other members, I think it's members of the SSRIs that live there actually. And then on March 31st, I'm playing at the Prop House Cafe. I'm doing a duo set with bassist Torsten Müller. And also on the bill will be Spectrum Interview, Abstract Synth Quartet.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in. It was a little long-distance call.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. And yeah, I look forward to seeing you when you're back in town.
Yeah.
And yeah, thanks again. And everyone, this is Darren Williams, and you're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks, Darren. We'll talk soon.
All right, thanks. Take care.
Goodbye.
Thank you. 2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
All right, welcome back to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I was just talking to Darren Williams, Kelowna's local enough, saxophone, bassoonist, improviser. If you missed that, you can always check out the podcast. It'll be up within the next couple of days. You can go check them out at CITR.ca and just find The Rib under podcasts, and then you can download them all there. And I have a feeling that this next week is my 4-year anniversary show. I think. I mean, I can never really keep track properly, but I'm pretty sure. And I'm not sure what I'm going to have going on, but because I was just looking through my podcasts and they're all up there from like 08. And you can even hear my sort of first ever show, shaky voice. It's kind of funny. You can check out the podcast if you missed the interview. But right now, I'm going to do a ticket giveaway on Sunday the 11th at 8 p.m. at the Western Front. We have Suddenly Listen. And it's three musicians, pianist Li Pui Ming, cellist Norman Adams, sorry, and percussionist Aaron Donovan are doing an improvisation together. And tickets are $12 or for students or $15. Anyway, you can get tickets for $15 at the door. Or $12 if you're a student, or get advance tickets for cheaper. You can go to the website front.bc.ca and check it out there. I'm going to play a track that they have posted on the website. It's In, Out, Everywhere, and Beyond, Part 3. And I've got two tickets to give away for that show. It should be really good. You can call 604-822-CITR and I'll write you down for them. So, here we go.
Mm-hmm.